3. Poe maneuvered the yacht into the dock slip and immediately disembarked. He grabbed his bag and headed for his car, parked at the end of the port. The trip back to L.A. had done nothing to calm his temper. He had barely avoided an arrest, and the close call had him on edge. He powered on his phone to see that he had 10 missed calls, all from Lil Mikey. A twinge of guilt shot through him as he recalled the hit he had put out on Rocco's life. He was surprised that Lil Mikey was still living. He had half expected Rocco to lay Lil Mikey down in the process. He listened to the first voicemail. Lil Mikey's voice blared through the speaker.
Big homie, you need to call me ASAP. I put that work in, but the shit went south. I've been blowing you up. Hit me.
Poe quickly hung up and dialed Lil Mikey as he slid into the passenger seat. Dahlia sat next to him, ears perked, but eyes staring out of the window, pretending not to care.
Man, where the fuck have you been? I've been blowing your phone up, homie.
Lil Mikey said as soon as he answered the phone. The urgency in his tone caused Poe concern.
Is it done? Poe asked.
Nah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Rocco wasn't in the whip. I Swiss cheese that bitch only to find your girl inside.
Lil Mikey said. Poe's heart fell into his stomach, and Dahlia noticed wrinkles of tension fill his forehead.
I will murder you, little nigga, Poe threatened. If one hair... Nah, boss man, hear me out. I love the air in my lungs, fam. When I ran up on the car to finish the job, I saw that it was her.